This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're talking today about e-bazaars in the context of Ramadan, because that, of course, starts today, pretty much. And to do that, we are going to be joined by two people on the line. Again, if you have questions, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So we're hoping that we are going to get to speak to soon Datuk Zainal Abidin, who is the Chief Secretariat of the Coalition of Malay Small Traders Association. I think Datuk Zainal is currently in a meeting. But we do have on the line with us in the meantime Kay Tan, who is the CEO of Kippopay, which is a platform for e-bazaars, and the coalition, of course, many of the members are merchants who will be using this platform. Kay, thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
So can you walk us through briefly how this is going to work?
Yeah, so over the last few weeks, we have actually upgraded our app, which is the Kippopay mobile app. It is an e-wallet app that we actually targeted for students in a cashless campus environment. So what we have done is that now users, general public, can actually download the Kippopay application, if you don't already have it. And in the Kippopay app, there will be an icon showing e-bazaar. So when you click to the e-bazaar, you can actually browse, order your favorite food from your preferred vendors listed in the app, and based on the surrounding location vicinity. So, following the MCO, no more than 10 kilometers, for example. Users can then opt to actually, if you are based in Frank Valley, get delivery or pick up your food at the merchant premises. Yeah, we're on.
Sorry, you were saying?
Yeah. So on the address or regions, then we are also working with a lot more delivery partners over the next few days to get this national.
Can you maybe tell us a bit about how the pricing structure will work, especially from the merchant side? How much will merchants be paying Kippopay to use the platform?
Yeah, right now, because this is a sort of initiative with GPP KMM, and I'll just call them Gabungan, it's a mouthful, right? So Gabungan is, representing the penjaja and all the peniaga kecil. So what happens is that these people would either have warungs or they have stalls somewhere, but because of MCO, then they cannot operate, right? So what this enables them to happen is that this is already a platform, get on board. You can sell at whatever the normal price that you're selling. And on that price itself, we do take a transaction fee. And mainly this transaction fee is to cover, for example, bank charges, because this is fully cashless. And there's a purpose for it, to avoid any of the cash transactions or confusion. The marketing and reach out to users. Some there'll be promotion discounts to also users, subsidy of the delivery charges, and various support and operation costs by Gabungan and also their various district and state level offices. So we're doing, I think, around about 10% to cover all this.
Okay. And we know that there are other e-bazaar initiatives happening as well, such as the Selangor government's platform Selangor, which we talked about earlier. What sets Kippopay's bazaar apart from these other platforms?
I think first, it's fortunate that we get to work with Gabungan. They already, they have about 175,000 members nationwide. These are the small traders and penjaja. And they are able to have information of all these people on hand already. So in the next few days, we're trying, feverishly to onboard the merchants. And there's a few criteria to make sure safety, and not just anybody gets on board, right? So you will have your SSN, you may have your PBT license or your monthly license, and also a support letter from Persatuan. So these will be merchants that previously have been doing business. So that's the key thing. The second thing, we are doing this via an app. I guess some of the various state initiatives, they are doing it on the web, and the user experience may be slightly different. So we hope that this gives really ease of use for the user and also the merchant.
Are you anticipating high demand for this?
We do hope that we see a lot of take-up. Right, maybe for listeners out there, you can support this initiative. But we are load testing our backend to do 1,000 transactions per second. So there's some hope, some anticipation there.
And I guess for me, thinking about using it and the difference between a physical bazaar, I mean, obviously there are many, but here also there's the whole idea of having to get on board the platform in the first place and trust that it's going to work, right? Have you needed to provide technical support in that sense for the Gabungan and its members, for example?
Yes, we do. Because if you look at most of the penjaja, right, they may not be that digital or even technically savvy. And some of these people may even be in areas whereby the broadband reception is not great, right, not fantastic. So we have done up various tutorials, etc. that we, I guess right now everybody is on video conferencing, right? So to train the merchants that way, and also utilize the state offices and the district level offices to actually train the merchants. So first thing, when the merchants know how to operate this, and it's as simple as downloading the app, get signed up, list your product in there, which we will actually help curate, right? And wait for the order to come in. Whereby for the user, I guess if you're used to using an app to order food, it is as simple as that.
Based on downloads of the app, do you have a sense of which areas are most likely to take advantage of the digital warung? And I think that's particularly important because of the 10-kilometer radius, boundary that we're all beholden to at the moment.
That's right. We haven't officially launched the icon. The KeepPay app has been around for the last two and a half years, right? But we haven't officially launched this, but we see a spike in download mainly on the urban areas at the moment. I guess this is to do mainly with the technology savviness of the current population. So we see that coming up, but we haven't launched it. Maybe I can give you better insight tomorrow.
Yes, maybe we'll call you back. And based off of that spike in demand, will there be enough food deliverers, you think, to maintain a timely delivery? Because that's so important at the best of times, but especially during Ramadan.
Yeah, that's why this is also a very interesting initiative, right? So you have Gabungan being the association. You have us, a tech provider, right? And we are working with all the delivery partners available. We announced Lala Move is there. And the various regions have different delivery partners, right? And the Persatuan itself, because of the local place that they are in, they also have a lot of people that are either, willing to do part-time or unemployed at the moment, the local youth, and that they can actually onboard as riders through the various delivery platforms. So that's, again, the whole ecosystem coming together to get this going. So we are hopeful to onboard also riders.
And in terms of variety, which is one of those important things about having a bazaar, right now with the e-bazaar setting, will there be some vetting to ensure that there is variety, or is it an open and free market for all where anybody could peddle, whatever it is that they want to?
The beauty of the open ecosystem is you do have, anybody can actually come on board, right? Mm-hmm. But we are prioritizing because the onboarding process is just not, get listed and, tomorrow start business. We do want to have certain strict criteria, even following the health ministry standards on food preparation and properly, trained and vetted merchants. So I think those that are trained and vetted will be on board first. So you will see the increasing merchant numbers coming in the next week or two.
We touched on this very slightly earlier on. What precautions are you planning to take in terms of safety? I think that's also top of mind for many people.
I guess if you look at the ministry guidelines, there's a long list, right? So the first thing we do is that we want to make sure that either you are SSM registered, you hold a Majlis license for your warung or your menjaga's place, right? Or you are also the persatuan member. That's one, right? Then the second one, I guess, even on food preparation, there's also what you call it, certain criteria. I won't name all. Like for example, Thai food shops, right? Mm. So some of these examples are the ones that we put in as compulsory.
Are you at all concerned that authorities will prevent you from carrying out operations?
At the moment, we are focusing a lot on delivery. And that one, I think, I believe is allowed. Certain states have actually come up with guidelines whereby you can operate wire delivery, that you cannot run a proper bazaar. That's the difference.
Okay. And we're all talking about the new norm, right? That's a phrase that everybody's been using. Looking ahead to the future, do you think that merchants who typically have operated at bazaars or roadside stalls might be making a permanent shift to the virtual space?
I think it will be a hybrid, and I'm hopeful that it can be a hybrid. Because you think about this, right? With the possibility of technology right now, let's say, you know, don't even talk about delivery, right? Just talk about order ahead and pick up. So the platform allows that, right? So you order ahead, the merchant, and tell, you know, maybe which blocks of time, which we are doing right now, say delivery within, what, 4 to 6 p.m. or 6 to 7 p.m., so on and so forth, so that we also spread that need for X number of delivery riders. Then you have ordered, so all you need to do, and you pay for it, right? All you need to do is just go to the place and just pick it up and go. I think this should be something that we want to encourage over the next few months, even after MCO, practicing social distancing, etc. And you actually get the penjaja on board into the digital space, right? Mm. Once they are used to this. The second part is you also help the penjaja, whereby if there's many, many pre-order, right, then they can actually plan the amount of things that they prepare without wastage better. So I think it's a lot positive.
And Kay, what would you like to say to Malaysians who will be observing Ramadan?
Well, it's MCO, but I think this particular month is actually something that most Malaysians still continue to practice. And we do hope that there's changes, but look to technology to look at the positive side.
And in summary, again, if people are interested in being able to access the bazaar and use it, how can they do that?
For the general public, just go to Google Play Store or Apple App Store, look for Keeple Pay and download and sign up. Of course, for the merchants, then we are reaching out separately via Gabungan, and we give the merchants a Google form just to fill up to sign up. Yeah, so it's all done digitally.
Wonderful. Kay, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
You heard there from Kay Tan, who's the CEO of Keeple Pay, talking to us about essentially the Warung Digital E-Bazaar Ramadan program. And that is an initiative that's taking place with Keeple Pay as well as Gabungan. It is a mouthful in Malay, so I'm just going to say the one in English. That's the Coalition of Malay Small Traders Association. So just an option there for people who are looking for the traditional, I guess, experience of ordering food during this month. If you have any questions or if you would like to comment, you know, are you planning to use it? Do you think you'll take it up? You can, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are waiting for the press conference from the Director General of Health to begin. Once that starts, we'll get right over there. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.